Hello there, good morning. Is it possible if I could please speak to Mr. Stephen Hart, please?
Speaking.
Hiya, darling. It's Billy calling back from MMA Legal regarding the Scottish redress case. We had a conversation yesterday. Are you in a situation where you can talk right now, or do you want me to call you back, darling?
I can talk to them now.
Perfect, no problem. So I just need to make sure I've got your personal details on file correctly, take a brief statement from you, and then from there I can get everything put into submission for you today.
Okay.
Now, before I go any further, I just want to explain to you, we're never ever going to expect you to go and face these people or pull out evidence or anything along those lines. That's not the case. As long as we can locate your files, which we will be able to do, we'll do our job from there and fighting the value of the claim for you. Could I just please ask you, Stephen, could I please ask you, Danny, for your date of birth, please?
11/2/1981.
11/2/81
Yeah. Yes.
And could I please also ask you for your home postcode, please, darling?
G42HIQ.
G42HJQ.
Yes.
And what's the door number?
Flat 01.
Flat 01. 02. No problem. What I'm going to do, just stay there. Sorry, it's just moment. Can you hear me? Mine is quite faded at the moment. Can you hear me fine?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Perfect, no problem. Now, could I please ask you, darling, we have it as Stephen Hart. Was that the same name as when you was in the care systems, or has he been named?
No,
perfect.
Name.
And could I please ask you parents' names? Do you remember parents' names, biological parents?
Sadie Hart and Stevie Hart.
And Stevie Hart. And was it just you that was placed within the care system, sir, or did you have any siblings that were
just me, my other siblings let me put in.
No problem there. Have you ever been diagnosed with any terminal illnesses or anything at all, darling?
No terminal, no.
No problem there, no issue whatsoever. I just need to ask that for a fast track. And when you was placed into the care system, do you remember what area you grew up in?
What area from Scotland came from?
Yeah. So is it like Glasgow, Edinburgh?
I came to Glasgow and get put away down to Largs.
Glasgow, bless you. So I'm assuming it would have been Glasgow local authority that popped you under the care systems most definitely.
Well, it would have been Castlemilk.
Castlemilk, perfect.
Castlemilk Social Work Department.
And how old was you when you were placed under the care system, if you can remember that, darling?
I was assessed in York Hill Hospital between 6 and 7 years old, and I think by 7 and a half I went into a children's home.
Seven and a half. And do you know the reason why you were taken from home?
No.
No.
I was a wee bit of trouble, but I wasn't that bad.
Again, even... It's disgusting that the fact of children refusing to go to school or anything for any reason, they had the opportunity to take them away from the parents.
And stuff like that.
It's not acceptable whatsoever.
The way I always thought about it was my mum had four wains and the social work told her they can all go and care or pick one, and I thought it was just me picking me.
I'm sorry to hear that. I'm so sorry about that. And what I'm going to ask you, darling, is a beneficiary. So what I'm going to do for you is basically, with this claim ongoing, it's not the case where we're going to be clutching at straws today and hope to have your compensation and hope to give you false promises. That wouldn't be the case.
No.
As soon as I take a statement with you, I'll be able to confirm with you in a second whether it's compensation you'll be due back or not.
Uh-huh.
Now, once I confirm that and the case gets submitted, that's your confirmation of you basically going in with the process, and it would be wrong for us to give you any sort of value right now because each case is different. Now, what we can tell you is each claim will value at $48,000. That's the minimum. That's just an average at this moment in time. Of course, you can look at more than that, and of course, it can be around that same average as well. It depends on, obviously, each circumstance is different. But do not worry. I'm here to talk you through each and every step, and we locate everything for you. The $48,000 is something that I can make you aware of because we can promise that, but anything higher would be wrong for me to do so. Is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Now, whilst the claim is ongoing, basically what I need from yourself is a beneficiary. So let's just say the worst was to happen to you over the next few months. Is there anybody that you would be happy for this payment to be released to?
Catherine Hart and Liam Hart.
Catherine Hart. And is that...
Liam's my oldest son. He's 22 and Catherine's 17 months.
No problem. Do you have a contact number? Are they your children then, darling?
Yeah, they're my children.
Perfect. And could I please ask you, do you have a contact number for either of them?
I kind of get it right now.
Don't worry. I will add you to WhatsApp anyway after the call, so that way, throughout the whole process, you can track your claim with me at any time. If you have any questions, you can come through to me that way, and that way it's just easier for you to stay on top of everything. And, of course, all the solicitor's details will be there for you as well. So if you could send that over to me later on, that wouldn't be an issue.
No,
now, you said that around 7.5 you was placed into the care system. Do you remember the first place where you was taken to?
St. Andrew Residential School, clearly.
St. Andrews.
No. South Annan Residential School.
Oh, South Annan, sorry. Is that South and then Annan spelled A-N-N-A-N?
Yeah, residential school, and that's in Clearly, down at Largs.
School, and that's
and
in
it was a quarry-off home.
And how long was you in a quarry's home?
I was there until I was 14, and then I went up to another home in Fife called Hillside.
14, and then you went to Hillside. I've heard of Hillside, and a... Hillside, and you were there from the age of 14 years old. And how old was you? How long was you here till, darling?
I was there till basically I was old, 15, just coming up for 16, and then when I left,
and
you passed in hostels and everything else.
Bless you, passed into hostels. Even still, like they should give you some sort of the correct curriculum from the same kind of sort of regions for putting you all up for your aftercare, obviously, during certain ages. They shouldn't just left you go off on your own. And, of course, even the neglect of being in here. Now, can I ask you, when you was within the staff and in residential school, did anybody ever explain anything to you regarding what was going on? Did anyone break anything down, any explanation or anything?
No, I get took there and basically... my mum was in the motorways, everything else. We actually nearly crashed in the way there as well. I remember that. Got there, and I was just staying there for 3 weeks before I was allowed to get home to my mum. I don't know why. I didn't. All that I knew was that I was told you're on a 34 one day, and that's it.
And when she was here, darling, can I ask you, was any of the staff members ever physical towards you in regards to restraining you or using any sort of punishments in force at all?
We'd go out in the van and one of the drivers, would always grab your knee and really squeeze your knee. So it got to the point where he got attacked at me in the van when he was doing it while he was driving. He used to do it to the other ones and my knees were all bruised and everything else. I was attacked at one of his teachers in the actual classroom. And the headmaster of the school had to kick the door down and drag a guy out of the room. He was battling us all inside the actual classroom. And that was our...
And was the classroom, was that actually on the ground?
Aye, it was a porta cabin straight outside the windows of the place. Straight outside the window of the staff room, basically. They could, they heard the screams. We started smashing the windows out because he was battling us all. And then the staff came running and he had locked the cabin door and everything. And he was a teacher that had been brought in because your normal teacher was all sick.
Do you remember his name at all?
No, I haven't.
Don't worry, that's not an issue. As well as that here, in South Annan Residential School, can I ask you, was food always an option here?
Aye, I was never kept away from food. I could have as much food as you wanted. But no, I was taught to bath differently inside. Physically tied to a bridge and barred, wire put around the wrists and stuff like that.
God.
I was going to be killed and everything.
By your roommate, and that was a roommate from South Annan?
Yeah, and you're literally talking, that was probably, I was in the school about 4 months when that happened, and he was one of the oldest boys in school. Yeah. I was sitting talking to my mum the other night about different things, and my mum's like, they never told me that, they never told me that, they never told me that.
they don't tell anybody anything. They hide it as much as they can because, unfortunately, it's a funding scheme for them. The government are the ones that was allowing all of this to happen. They was aware of everything that was ongoing, and they never once stopped it in any way, shape or form because, unfortunately, yeah, the money was before them. Like I was explaining to you earlier, if a child would refuse to go to school, there's no audacity to take them from their home and put them into a situation where they're being sexually abused and physically beaten on a daily basis. Yeah. And they're not allowed to see the parents and things like that. They should be given the correct curriculums. Now, do you remember what this older boy was called? Do you remember his name? If not, don't worry.
Wally Hunter.
What was he called,
William Hunter.
William Hunter. And did any of the staff do anything?
Ian Lang helped me that day.
And was he a staff member?
He was the assistant manager.
So sorry to hear you've gone through that.
Oh, no, I walk about and I think about things that happened to me in different homes and stuff like that, and it feels as if it was yesterday. I've got it right now.
And exactly like, because I try explaining to people, you know, this is something that nobody's talked about for so many years, so they all put it to the back of their mind and they know what's going on and they see certain people that they was in situations with and nobody ever talks about it. Now, you've got to remember, bottling that all up for so many years is not great. It's not great at all, and there's nobody that you can talk to about it because who do you go and explain it to?
Exactly.
Nobody understands that situation. Now, what I can reassure you on is now that you've got this off your chest, if there's anything that I can do to help you throughout these next few months with your claim ongoing, do not hesitate to bob me a message, even if it's just to have a quick conversation. My job is to assist you through this whole conversation, so do not worry. I will talk you through everything. The only reason I'm being so detailed with the statement is because in the most professional way I can say it to you, justice is not enough. Money is not enough justice for what you've had to deal with. But that's the only way we can get you justice at the moment. We will make sure we
give
you every penny back. No.
If I get 5 pence, it would be fine. I'm just trying to... I'm actually going through a really, really hard time in my life right now. Was at a doctor the other day.
What you have had to deal with within this. Sorry, can you hear me properly?
In my life, and it's kind of fell apart. And I went to the doctor yesterday, basically, or the day before, to get help. Because if I did get the help, I wouldn't be here today.
Let me get that.
That's how bad I've been feeling. It's nothing to worry about that. It's other things that are happening right now.
Of course, and like you say, a lot of different things do happen in your life, which have you to control your emotions from what you've had to deal with throughout your previous life. And of course, it's not nice for you. Can I ask you what your current GP surgery is at the moment?
Mount Florida Medical Center.
Mount Florida, was that, sorry?
Yeah, Medical Center. Glasgow.
Glasgow. And could I also please ask you, while she was in the care home of the South Annan, when you was there, I know you've given me experiences, obviously, of the children there. Can I ask you, was this the case where this child would feel like he could pick at you when and as he please?
Yeah, but there was more than, wasn't it just one kid wanting to fight you? There's hundreds of them.
That's lots of different
children. There was like 46 kids in the home. And no, it wasn't fun.
Not nice at all, and you had to deal with that for 7 years. And can I say, did you kind of lock yourself away at times to stay away from this? And what was the punishment like of the staff in here?
Well, the punishment staff at staff, it varied. I mean, it's like, my staff would just kind of let things slide. I was one of the better ones, so no, I need to wind up. I mean, my pocket money get put up so many times. By the end of the last 7 years in there, I was the best fighter in the school. And if anybody wanted to bully somebody, they had to throw me first. I spoke for the for the last 2 years that I was
in. You're in fight or flight mode the whole time that you're there, and it's not acceptable.
I'm
that.
Still in fight or flight mode. I've never spoke.
Still in fight or flight mode now.
Every day of the week, I've even brought my own son up and my everybody that I know. If somebody's going to turn around and start on you, hit first. Don't run.
You can't help yourself from being that way. You're only being what you've actually had to learn from, and it's not nice that you have had to be in that situation. Could I ask you, after the 7 years and then you was then placed into Hillside, can I ask you for your experiences of Hillside, please?
That was a nightmare. That was older boys, so the fighting was worse. I get put through that school, put into that school, and get put into one of the older classes. So I ended up in with one of the best fighters in the school who wanted to try and prove herself with me. So ideally, fighting in class, fighting outside class, three people attacking you at one time. There was all sorts.
Sorry about that. And what was the teachers like on the staff? Did they allow this to happen?
Yeah, they try and stop it, but how can you stop? I mean, like, one staff tries to pull away now, and three nurses try to jump on you and start trying to battle you. There was only two staff there. So I mean, it's like, so you were in the play barn playing football, and there's maybe 15, 20 years, and four people or five people start fighting with one boy.
And there's nothing that they can do, because it's obviously there's too many children, the staff, it's not controlled properly. Can I ask you, did you ever get locked in your bedroom or anything here, or did you ever get locked away as punishment? What would any punishments be here regarding the staff?
No, nothing like that.
Nothing like that? So you never got physically hit off any of the staff or anything at all?
I don't know.
No problem, if not. I just need to make sure I'm covering all angles for you. Don't worry. Oh, sorry about that. Can I ask you, was food always an option in here as well?
Yeah. No, see, that was the thing. And both places that I was in, the cooks couldn't be any nicer. The cooks were the nicest people in the world. They actually taught me how to cook as well.
Oh.
Along with my
mum. And that's nice to know. That's nice to know that you had someone in there that could give you some sort of comfort and you felt like you could actually reach out to and get some sort of curriculum. Some people just lock themselves away with what they've had to deal with. And, of course, it's changed your personality, it's changed who you are as a person. Can I ask you, when you were here, did you ever stop any of your family weekend visits or anything? Or was they ever restrained from any of the staff?
I've been restrained a million times, four and five people on top of me. And I learned that once you grabbed a body and the bounce staff have learned they're sitting on you, just relax. Even though it's sore, just relax, because if you try and struggle, they're going to bend your head and shoulder and stick your face tighter. I mean, I don't know how many times I've screamed, I can't breathe. So,
in regards to, like, say, occasions and things, would you be treated on birthdays and Christmases, or did they single you out in any way, shape or form?
No, you got birthday money, you got Christmas money and things like that. But it was me for them, it was basically for social work.
And could I ask you here as well, did you ever feel like you had any sort of support in Hillside?
No, the only support I had in Hillside was walk out and go to the train station and try and get back to Glasgow.
So it seems to me that your whole time within these care homes, you have obviously had to basically defend yourself, and it's like you've been left to bring yourself up in the most professional way that I can say it to you, and obviously protect yourself as many times as you possibly could away from these children, which are all feral.
It's 7 in the morning, so say 4:30 in the morning, you wake up, you walk along the corridor, you go to the fit rooms, basically the different rooms, and you're clothes in it. You grab your clothes out, you go back to your room, you get dressed, you go down the stairs for some breakfast. By that point, you probably had about two fights. Then, by the time I was 8, I had no interest in my room, and that's where all my clothes were, because I refused to go along with. So, just nightmare.
It's just one thing after another for you, bless you. It's like you never had any sort of kind of, like, light at the end of the tunnel. It's like they put you from one place to another place, which is kind of the same. And of course, you're only building yourself up to be an anxious and worrying person over that. You would have been worried throughout your whole time there. And I will make sure to basically everything that I'm taking from you now is I'm going to go and rewrite this. And of course, rewrite this with every word in that you put, but emphasize the impact it's had on you then and even still now with me even conversating with you. Could I just ask you a question regarding Hillside or South Annan? Did any of this staff ever assist you to the showers or watch you while she was in the showers, or was there any sexual abuse in either of them? I just need to ask them questions.
With kids towards me, I no staff.
And was that in Hillside or was that in South Annan? Sorry about that. And was they males? Was they males?
Yes.
Children?
Yes.
Can I ask you, do you remember any of their names who've done this to you? If not,
no.
Don't worry.
No,
don't worry. And would it be the case where they're coming to your bedroom or would they try and single you out and get you alone?
They single me out and get me alone. Like, South Annan had 14.5 acres of land, and probably 2 acres of it was grass, the rest was all woods. hillside had 190 acres of land, and most of that was woods and hills.
And it's just, I mean, in regards to the information that I've taken from you, we understand this is a very hard topic of conversation. I definitely have got enough information for me to go ahead and get this case submitted off for you. So that's what I am going to do. Now, basically, what the process for the next step is from here is we will basically go ahead and we'll locate your files. Now, the second that we locate your files, that just proves that you was within the places that you were in. Now, it's not going to be hard for yourself because you've only been within the two places where you can speak to some people and they've been changed over 12 years every 2 months.
So it'd be easy. Before I went into my first home, I was assessed in York Hill Hospital, and I'm pretty sure I had about 23 different psychologists because every single one of them was a male psychologist except the last one. And I was not talked to anyone except for the last one.
And it's like, even still, like, things like that, it's not something that they should be aware of, like, you make your children aware of. And not only that, like I say, with your situation of you being taken, of course, you don't know the ins and outs of the reason why you was actually taken from home.
I know
they should have explained everything to you and give you some sort of curriculums and explained everything to you and obviously made sure that you was given the right support throughout it. And unfortunately, you've not, and it's upsetting for me to say to you, you've been neglected from the get-go, from the second that they're taking you away from your parents and where they place you, and not making sure that you have got them correct curriculums like I've explained to you. And again, that will play a part in regards to the reimbursement that you will receive back. Now, again, no money will impact what you've had to deal with, especially what we've conversated about today. But I'm going to make sure that I go ahead and get your case put on the portal for you right away. I'm going to do that at this instant, actually. What I'm also going to do for you, darling, so I'm going to do it whilst you're on the call with me at this moment, is basically I'm going to send a link over now. Send it to your mobile number as a text message, and I'll also send it to your email as well, just so you're aware that it's in two places. Now, this will need to come back to me, just so you can say you're happy for us to go and locate.
Yeah, I understand. It's basically, it's like click you have to see.
Exactly, So I'll talk you through that. Let me just get it over to you now. Give me 2 seconds. And whilst you're doing that, I'll also pop your message over on WhatsApp, so you've got 2 points of contact there for me. Now, what I am also going to do for you, Stephen, is when I log your phone on the portal, within the next 15, 20 minutes, case will be put into process to basically say that it's already started. Now, in the next few minutes, you'll get an email with your Scottish redress number to know your actual system number and know that it's on the portal. It just takes a few days to come through. Now, once that does come through, a few days after that, you will get a call off somebody from the redress department, basically reimbursement, and they're going to say to you, we can give you an upfront payment now. It'll be anything from £3,000 to £10,000, and they'll tell you it's just an upfront payment. Do not accept that, because they will try and get you to accept an underfigure. With especially the situation that you've been through here, they are going to make you an offer. Now, that offer will be nowhere near what you're entitled to. What I'm going to do for you, just so you know who you're dealing with, and just to be on the safe side, just so you know not to accept anything, is I'm going to set a password on the account for you. Now, is there any word that is... Have you got any pets or any... What's your favourite football team?
Rangers.
I'm a Rangers fan as well. All my family, my mum's side of the family, so my granddad and my nana was all born in the Glasgow area, so all my family's from up there, to be honest with you. And
I'm
that was my first
time. Are you away from Ibrox Stadium?
Well, I would love, to be honest with you, my first ever football top was a Rangers top. My dad's a diehard United fan, but of course he does support the Rangers side for my mum as well. And my granddad was Rangers, and my nana was actually Celtic, which ended up being Rangers straight after.
She's been Celtic, then Rangers, then Celtic, then Rangers.
Oh, bless her. I mean, well, my granddad's sister as well, her husband was a Celtic fan, and he hated him. He couldn't, my granddad was diehard Rangers. So I've put a password on the file for you as Rangers, and if anybody does contact you, you just say, what is my password? And if you don't know the password we've set with you, just message me on WhatsApp, and I'll say, right, that is somebody from our company, and I'll make sure they use the password to call you back. Or I'll say, that's nobody you should be speaking to. Just don't give out any information to
I've
them.
I've just clicked on something that says agree or whatever it was.
Yeah, perfect. So if you say agree, and let me just see where you're up to on there. Can you see a box saying signature at all, darling?
Perception. It's quite a lot of 18th of Feb. Dear Stephen Hart. What part of the document is that one? Is it a week long?
You follow it through, because you possibly got a bit further than what I would have said, so you're probably already ahead of me.
I see that. It's got three different signatures.
Yeah, perfect. So if you fill them in for me, and then it should say OK, or it should say finish.
OK, right, so. But I see this hat on them all, and I've not got anything. Oh, OK. Signature. How can I?
It usually automatically fills your signature in for you.
Yeah.
If you click on the box, yeah, perfect.
Okay. That should be that.
Let me make sure that's come back for you, darling. Give me 2 seconds.
The document has been emailed.
Yeah, that's come back perfect. So what I've also just done for you is I've just bobbed you a message over on WhatsApp. So that's my personal work mobile there. So make sure that you save that. Save us whatever you need to just to help you locate it. Save us claim, my name's Billy. All the details are there. So your solicitor, my name. If you need anything, you bob me a message over. Now, you'll never be charged for anything throughout this process in any way, shape or form. The legal team work on a no-win, no-fee. So if it's unsuccessful, you won't be charged a single penny. If it is successful, then the maximum fee the solicitors can take is 16%, which is 1/6. But they will claim that back off of your entitlement. So when we tell you the 48,000, that's already with the 16% taken off that, darling, okay?
Yeah,
so that way, you're always going to be assured to get 3 times the amount. Now, what I do require from you, do you have anything like a driver's license or a provisional or anything like that?
I wouldn't have a driver's license or a provisional.
Do you have a passport or a bus pass or anything like that? Because we just need a picture of your ID, but we also need a picture of a letter, any letter dated to you in the last 3 months, just so it's got your face on there and your address, so we know it's you that's getting the money. That's perfect. Yes, if it's 25, right? Okay. Have you got anything like? Do you have any bills on your phone or anything like a phone bill on an email that you can screenshot?
No, I don't pay. I only pay £5 in the Scottish SPCA thing. I don't think I pay £5. I've got a national entitlement card, so I've not got the practical card. It's a bit of paper.
Has the national entitlement card got your face on it?
No. No.
Send me a picture of your national entitlement card, send me a picture of your passport, and send me a picture of that letter. I'll just see with the solicitor. You've got a picture of it on your phone?
I've got my passport, not my, would you call it my birth certificate, my original?
Birth certificate, perfect, yes. If you send me a picture of your birth certificate, and if you send me a picture of that letter and your national card, I will put them all together and I'll speak to the solicitor for you. I think he'll be happy to accept it with that.
Right, cool. 2 seconds. Luckily, I haven't got anything with my picture on it.
As long as you've got the certificate now, that'll be...
I've got a tiny wee picture of me.
Birth certificate will not be a problem, that'll be perfectly fine. I'll show that it's you. And the actual address with the letter on just shows your address and your check procedure.
One picture of my certificate. There's a letter for the Government Health Housing Association.
Have you found... Yeah, no problem.
in a picture, and actually literally just put a wee picture of me beside it. That's in WhatsApp, is that any good?
Let me just see if that's come through, just give me a second. Yes, that'll be perfect. Thank you so much for that. That should be fine. The solicitor won't have an issue with that. What I am going to do for you is I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to get your case submitted off for you right away. Now, if there is anything you need over the next few weeks with this claim ongoing, do not hesitate to bob me a message over. And like I said, I will be there to give you your updates right away. And as soon as we have our updates for you, I will be in contact with you. Now, the full claim process can take a maximum of 12 months. It doesn't necessarily mean it will take that amount of time, but we just have to tell you that to be on the safe side. We can locate your agreement. We could locate your documents within 3 weeks and have you an offer within 6 weeks, but we just have to tell you 12 months to be on the safe side. Is that okay with you, sir?
Yeah, that's fine.
No problem. Well, thank you so much for your time today. I'll keep you updated throughout the process. I do appreciate you going into this conversation with me, as it is a hard topic of conversation. And yeah. I can reassure you, if there's anything you need, it'll just be me you'll be dealing with. If not me, the solicitor, but they'll be happy for you to speak with me. If you don't feel comfortable to speak with them, don't worry. Just say, get Billy to call me back and I'll contact you at any time needed, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, darling, you have a lovely afternoon. Thank you for your time.
Same yourself. Cheers, bye.
Cheers, bye-bye.